MasterChef Australia back to win. Another elimination last night. Poor old Amina was sent home. Very good morning to you, Amina. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to catch up with you. So what happened with that meringue last night? Because it all fell apart. What's going on?
It just cracked under pressure, I guess. Yes, it didn't work out.
It certainly didn't. Unfortunately, there were a number of faults with that particular dish, and the judges obviously certainly found those, but primarily it was all to do with the eggs and that particular meringue. Second time in the kitchen, the MasterChef kitchen. Of course, you appeared in season 4 of MasterChef. Absolutely loved you there. So you're back for a second in the MasterChef kitchen.
Yeah, back for a second time.
How'd you find it?
This time around, it was a lot harder, a lot more challenging. The actual cooks itself was so much more challenging, but just the caliber of the cook, you know, everyone has had experience now, and it was just so much harder.
Curtis Stone, Gordon Ramsay coming into the competition.
Yeah.
I mean, how'd you enjoy, you know, working alongside those guys?
Yeah, well, Curtis, I didn't really have much to do with, but Gordon, I mean, working next to him initially, I thought I was just so intimidated by him, but getting to know him and actually work that team challenge with him, he was so lovely, and he just really looked after us to make sure that we got out really good food.
Of course, you haven't been idle. After season 4, you released your first cookbook, Amina's Home Cooking, and what a terrific book that was. You travelled to different countries, promoting food and destinations, hosted food events, hosted pop-ups, food demonstrations around Australia. Are you still doing that now?
Well, it's a bit hard. Like, I'm planning to do all of that, you know, hopefully in the next coming months, but obviously with the whole COVID situation, it's so hard to try and organise things. And, you know, that's the least of my worries, I mean, in comparison to other people and what they're going through. So eventually I'll get something sorted out there once, you know, the restrictions come down.
And apparently, from what I believe, you're looking forward to doing some cooking in schools as well. Is that right?
Yeah. I think, you know, my direction in the food industry will definitely be food education. And whether it's, you know, food education by means of cooking classes, for example, through different media outlets, whatever it might be, you know, if there's a potential for cooking show, who knows? But, you know, that's the way I want to educate people and show people, you know, what I grew up with in terms of the food.
What's your favourite sort of like dish when it comes to food? What's the favourite thing that you love to make at home?
You know, a lot of people have asked me that, but I honestly don't have a favourite food. I'm very much a person, but, you know, I cook based upon the weather, based upon seasonal produce.
Yep.
And I think you know, if it's a cold day like today in Sydney, it's definitely something warm, whether it's, you know, some kind of a soup or a stew. You know, hot days call for nice sort of cold noodle salads.
Ooh, and,
that's the way roll the food.
I love the cold noodle salads, I must admit. Terrific stuff. Well, Amina, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Shame to see you leave the competition, but unfortunately that's the name of the game, isn't it?
It is, very much so.
Great to see you back into the competition, though. Thank you so much for joining us. Amina from MasterChef Back to Win, of course, back on tonight. Well, 7:30 after the project on the Win Network.